For migrants and refugees already in the United States, one of the most accessible pathways to higher education is through community college. About a quarter of community college students in the U.S. come from immigrant backgrounds. They face the same challenges as their non-immigrant peers, but they also experience a different set of struggles, as the world's Jeb Sharp reports.
Repeat after me. The building manager is fixing the problem.
This is an English language class at Mount Wachusett Community College in Leominster, Massachusetts, and there's a long waiting list to get in. The students are from Brazil, Congo, the Dominican Republic, Haiti, Mexico, Puerto Rico, Syria, Venezuela.
We now are in the midst of the largest wave of immigration in U.S. history. We've now surpassed all previous waves at about 50 million foreign-born.
Marcelo Suarez Orozco is dean of UCLA's Graduate School of Education and an expert on migration and globalization.
For immigrant youth, if they're going to go to college, the vast majority are going to head towards community college.
Like Debelis de la Rosa, she moved to the U.S. from the Dominican Republic when she was 7. She and her mother and little sister settled in Lynn, Massachusetts, just north of Boston. She's now in her final semester at North Shore Community College here.
I chose to come to North Shore because it's close to home. My mom is dealing with some medical issues right now. As soon as I'm done with school, I have to rush and pick up my little sister at school, or I need to go bring the prescription to my mom, pick it up. North Shore was the only choice.
De La Rosa is 22 now. She goes to school, but she also works full-time as a waitress at a local restaurant. She squeezes her hours in by working double shifts at the weekend.
It's exhausting, but it can be done.
Lots of community college students have grueling schedules like De La Rosa's, but many immigrant students have additional family commitments their non-immigrant peers do not.
I have other friends that have been here for generations and generations, and they're more about themselves. Whereas in my culture, in my family, if your mom's not working or if your mom is dealing with issues, you have to provide, you have to step forward and do the job.
The job of driver, translator, caretaker, breadwinner. It's no wonder De La Rosa sometimes thinks about quitting her studies. But every time she wavers, her campus advisors urge her to keep going.
I feel like North Shore Community College just engages with their students and provides so much support and help.
UCLA's Marcelo Suarez Orozco says that kind of intense support will be crucial in the years ahead.
Today, the challenge for community colleges is to connect with, to step up, to serve large numbers of youth coming into our country, looking for the pathway to succeed in our increasingly competitive economy and society of the 21st century.
Debelis de la Rosa has found her pathway. She's finishing up her associate's degree in criminal justice and planning to go on for a bachelor's. Her goal? To become an immigration lawyer and help others find their way to a stable new life in America. For The World, I'm Jeb Sharp, in Lynn, Massachusetts.